And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found a help meet for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. A woman. Notice that everything that appends itself to femininity has a male part to that word. Woman, female. So you see now, there is a corresponding affiliation and attachment between men and women that cannot be broken. Why is that? Because God took a woman out of the man. See, you've got a part of the man used to make a woman. You've got to have a complementary and supplementary interaction between the two because she came out of him. You see, it'll be different if God independently just got another lump of clay and made a woman. He didn't do that. He wanted Eve to be attached to him, joined to him. So he took part of him took part of her out of him and made her from some substance he used that God only knows what that was to make her. But she came out of him. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman. Notice now he named everything, every beast of the field and every fowl, right? And he also named her woman because she was taken out of man. So, you know, his name is Ish. She is Isha. So Isha came out of Ish. It means from man. Woman means from man. So Isha came from Ish. So every woman is walking around as a depiction in physical form of that which came from man. You can't get away from it. And they're just trying to get liberated. Femininity is the movement. We don't need a man. I don't want no man. You came out from the man. You'll never shake him. You can't shake him. Your identity will be found in some man, period. You'll never shake it. Before you get married, your identity is found where? In your father. When you get married, your identity is found in your husband. It never goes away. If you're single right now, your identity is in your daddy. That's the way it is. If your daddy goes crazy, your identity is found in Christ. He's a husband to the widow. He's a father to the fatherless. You'll never get away from identifying with a man if you're a woman. Never happen. You go to church, the natural inclination of a woman is to seek for male authority, to lead. It feels good. It feels comfortable. It feels secure. You know, because the guy's got enough guts to stand up and represent something. This is what's so pitiful about seeing the Secretary of Defense stand there the other day trying to tell you that transgenderism is accepted in the military now. If I'm a reporter, excuse me, Mr. Secretary. So what you're telling me is this band of 20 Marines right here, when the commander walks up front in high heel pumps, a skirt, a wig, lipstick, and rouge with his nails done, and he's the commander of the unit, they're supposed to fall in behind him and salute him and follow him into battle. Is that correct, sir? That's what you're telling me. Special Ops, Navy SEALs, Airborne Rangers, Delta Force, a guy struts in high heel pumps with silicone filled breasts on his chest and testicles and a penis hanging between his legs. I'm supposed to snap to and salute him, Colonel so-and-so. That's what you're telling me, Secretary of the Defense, sir. You know what you are, Secretary? You're a coward. You ain't got the guts to stand there and say, I'm not going for this. I disavow it and I resign. Effective immediately before I support this trash. All you guys that make up commanders in the military, all the generals, All these guys up there walking around with all these ribbons and all these awards on their chest. If you don't stand up and open your mouth, you're not worth the dust it took to make you. What's wrong down here is no man will stand up and say, no, this is not right. And folks will fall in behind them. You know why it's so hard? Look what I preach. You don't see the guys lining up behind this. You know why? Because they've been castrated. They've been effeminized. They got no guts. Church is full of cowards. Because they know if you get with this, it's going to cost me. And all I'm looking forward to is the SEC football season and the NFL kicking off after Labor Day. I'm a cheerleader, not a man. That's why you got your face painted purple and gold supporting the Vikings with a Nordic hat on your head sitting up in the stands. You're a cheerleader, not a man. That's why they're up there throwing buckets of blood and yelling when Jakes is speaking. Because they're a cheerleader for another feminine man because they don't have the ability to be a man. They know instinctively in this, you got to man up for yourself. You got to strap on your boots and your helmet and your armor for yourself. The Secretary of Defense of the Armed Forces is standing up in public and telling you, a man, that to follow a transvestite, a drag queen, into war is normal. And what I'm saying is obviously sane. Obviously normal. They're trying to make us believe that insanity and perversion is normal. And then when you say it out loud, you're intolerant, you're divisive, you're a hate monger, you're homophobic, you're transgender phobic. At some point, man, at some point, you got to put the brakes on and say, look, you're not pushing me not one inch more. I'll die right here before I bow to neither this. I'm not going to let you make me believe that this guy next door sodomizing another man is the same as me. That's right. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to make him a family man and the head of a household. That's right. Like me. No. I'm not going to identify with him and make him the same as me. That's not going to happen. Amen. Secretary of the Defense, Secretary of the Army, Secretary of the Navy, Secretary of the Air Force, Secretary of the Marines. All these folk have their underlying people under them that make up all these administrative staffs, and nobody says a word. You know what's happening? Jezebel and Ahab rule. And when challenged, they answer not a word. They can't say anything because they're thinking in terms of my retirement. Yep. I'm going to retire from the military. I'm a four-star general. I don't want to rock the boat now. I'm 30 years in. But you're a coward. You're a filthy coward. You have no business. Rip those ribbons and those awards off your chest. You coward, you. You're a filthy coward. If you know anybody in the military that's in command, authority, a colonel, a lieutenant colonel, a major, a captain, a general, if you got this message, send it to them. And tell them I said you're a coward. I don't care what war you fought in. I don't care about Desert Storm. I don't care about any conflict you fought in. You are a two-bit coward because you won't make a stand for what's right. You don't even have to bring the Bible into the arena. Some things are right and some things are wrong. I'm telling my 18-year-old son going into the Marines that he got to cow down and bow down to this. What you're going to happen is a lot of boys that are men ain't going in now. And you're going to abdicate the whole core to these effeminized folk, and they're going to be the combat force for the United States of America. And you're running into the battlefield with a tutu on and high heels. Man. With your fake breast flopping. Man. As a transgender person. A lightning war, a blitzkrieg coming from Germany in World War II, and you running across in the Normandy is a transgender. Yeah, you killed a lot of Germans. You know how? They laughed themselves to death.
Man. For real.
Hey man, we killed everybody in Berlin. They broke down laughing and laughed themselves to death. We killed everybody. Well, it wasn't a shot fired. Can't you see these folks are making the American military into a laughing stock?
Yes.
Putin and Russia is laughing themselves silly over this. The presidency is a clown show to him. That joke got a black belt in karate. He's a hunter, a fisherman, an outdoorsman. That's a hardcore joker, man. You can't sit with your legs crossed across from him. Well, let's just disarm. Why don't just get rid of all the nuclear weapons? He gonna say, okay, yeah, let's do that. Yeah. And gonna build more. Well, letting them do that. Y'all go over there in the laboratory and let's build some chemical warfare weapons, everything. Then wipe them out. This is what we got across the board. It's infiltrated church. Why you think the guy is so passive? Why do you think we have conferences? They go back home and turn to girls again. They dried up inside. They just come and just want to be seen in a conference and smooth around a little bit. But they're girls inside. They can't take a command. They can't do it because they've been effeminized, castrated. No guts. And no guts, there's no glory. The Secretary of Defense. Price, they're going to get you. I don't care if they get me. I don't care about who's monitoring this. All of you guys monitoring this for all these folks that are gutless, you got no guts. Because you taking commands from that which is gutless, which makes you gutless and spineless. It's the way it goes. This is pitiful, man. We got all these guys in this country. And everybody just quiet, watching the tide roll in, and nobody says a word. Like Otis Redding sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. And they're just sitting there like a fool, watching this thing just erode away the very fabric of your family. Now your boy somewhere being sodomized and raped, don't you say a word about it? Because you didn't make a stand when you could have. Look at this mess. You hard-pressed to even find a guy. Young girls growing up, they can't even find a guy. Can't even talk to one, never seen one. Their depiction of a man is Lil Wayne. Toni Braxton's so hard up now, she's curled up under Birdman. Half naked at the award show. Up with, walking down hand in hand with Birdman. Stand and take a picture, he won't even put his arm around her. Won't even put his arm around the girl. And she out up there naked, everything see-through, everything hanging out, just naked, behind all out, just butt naked. She did that years ago. Now she doubled back at 47 years old doing it again. And with Birdman, you with the 48-year-old man who calls himself publicly Birdman. He's almost 50 years old, and he's Birdman. And you're in public with this guy. Taraji P. Henson comes to give an award. She comes out in a clear skirt, a cellophane skirt. They're like cellophane, just see-through, with a bathing suit underneath. And just walking out there, oh, she's just doing it. She was slaying. That's crazy. These people are psychopaths. It's something, they're demon-possessed. Who would put that on and make a fashion conscious statement in a clear skirt? Now you see all of everything underneath it. Now she was doing pretty good because a lot of them put thongs on underneath that stuff and come out in a clear skirt. The feminine mystique is destroyed because there's nothing mysterious now. That's the point I'm making. See, a woman should be mysterious. Nobody should have public access to her. But now whores, tramps, and sluts have become the status quo. Mm-hmm. And the devil gives them millions of dollars. Yeah. Kim Kardashian becomes an $80 million woman for making porno flicks. Right. Nobody can ever tell you what she does. Right. Well, what's your area of expertise? Well, I am a fashion consultant, and she don't do nothing because the devil just gave her that because he could use it. She was pretty, and he knew she'd do anything. Yeah. See, what the devil does with pretty girls, he tries to see how far you'll go. Hallie tried to stay away from being naked for a long time, but the devil said, no, you got to go to the monster's ball tonight, baby. Yeah. Yeah. You watch Beyonce, he's going to make Beyonce strip down. Mm-hmm. The devil don't spare nobody. If you're going to stay in the game, you ain't going to be talking about no queen bee getting close to naked. You got to strip down. We're going to get a movie for you, a movie deal. Like they did Sharon Stone back at Basic Instinct, which was nothing but raw pornography. And they stripped Sharon Stone down and she was never the same from that day since. Because when you get out there in that, something snaps in you. That's what's wrong with Rihanna, Nicki Minaj. All of them, they went too far. They'll get naked at the drop of a hat. No resistance to it. Because the devil requires you to lose your feminine mystique in order to be accepted by him. And a homosexual man will break you down, strip you down. He will totally degenerate you and disgrace you publicly and have you walking next to him like he you some kind of fly girl or what's happening. And you walking looking like a 10-cent slut. And that's identifying him. See, the woman is the glory of the man. So you being a whore and a slut is telling you what he is.
That's right.
What am I? I'm a pimp and a player.
That's
why Beyonce is standing there butt naked in an evening gown, totally exposed, with this guy standing there in a tuxedo, Jay-Z. Man. That's telling you what he is because of what she will do in public. A righteous man would never let you come outside like that. As a matter of fact, a righteous man wouldn't get with you if you were willing to come outside like that.
That's
how pitiful this is. I say it out loud. I'm judgmental. I'm a hater. You see, the world is upside down. They call good evil and evil good. Right is wrong. Wrong is right. Everything is flipped on its head in the devil's economy. So you make a normal statement that anybody can see, and it goes into chaos in their minds. Now, I don't agree with that. You have no business, because they're doing the same thing.
That's right.
Anybody doing the same thing will defend it. One lady said on the internet, well, I believe Taraji P. Henson was making a statement. That girl was doing it. I love that outfit.
That's what you are.
Lazy.
It was clear. It was cellophane. It was clear. What? This is pitiful.
Yeah.
This is pitiful. And these folk got kids at home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kim Kardashian, they got two kids. Full frontal nudity. She'll show you everything. She don't care. Married, supposedly, to this guy. But you better know, behind the scenes, these folks are bisexual. And they're in all kind of perversion. They're freaks. So they just bleed their freak behavior into the public arena. And the devil's trying to normalize it. See, he's actually injecting this strychnine into the public arena, getting you to slowly absorb that poison until it becomes normal to you. And folk have an appetite to fight against anybody that won't buy into the filth and the degradation and degeneration of the human race. And they fight you. But women ought to be the ones to make a hardcore stand. You know, if you're a married woman around another woman walking around naked in front of your husband, that's a disgrace. You ought to feel some kind of way about that. You out here naked in front of my husband. What's wrong with you? And they strut around like my mom used to call them, brazen hussies. Get in his face while you standing there.
Yeah.
Damien shut out the dinner somewhere and the brazen hussy step right in front of her. Excuse me, are you here by yourself? And she's
bump her out the way.
All up against her like, where you from? Are you from Atlanta? You talking to the guy holding the company, have a like an elbow on her head or something. Now see, back in the day, everybody glad she's saved, because back in the day, see, there's a problem. There's a problem down at the fish market. It's a problem down at Papa Doe's, you know what I'm saying? But I'm saved now, so you got your elbow on my head and everything now. I'm just blowing it off. But you know why the devil tried that salvation now, because you got them brazen ones.
Yeah.
A brazen one don't care, boy. They'll just be right up there. In your face, naked, just in front of your husband. Man, you tell him, you sure look fine, Damien, in that suit. And you be standing right there, you be looking at like. That's why you got to be saved. Yeah. That song says, I'm trying to stay saved. Yeah. God made that song, I'm trying to stay saved. I'm trying to stay saved. And one line says, somebody ate my potato pie in the refrigerator. Yeah. Yeah. I said, I know what you mean, bro. That one would trigger you now. Somebody got your potato pie now. Hold it. You try to stay saved at that point. In the old refrigerator. You have in your mind, I got my milk already. I got my milk already pulled out. Oh, yeah, my milk pulled and everything. Somebody ate my sweet potato pie. Then the guy said, I'm trying to stay safe. Trying to stay safe. It's funny when he talked. He goes to that discourse with the McDonald's person. That'd be funny, man. Yeah. Can I have my apple pie, please? I mean, it's bad. This is really bad, too. Maisha, go listen. Look, pull it up on YouTube, Maisha. Pull it up on YouTube. Who is it, Canton Jones? Canton Jones, I'm trying to stay safe. Dog, Maisha. But for real, this is bad. That's why you got to be saved for real, because this thing gonna get intense. When you got these real brazen hussies, don't try to protect your man. You ain't your man's Holy Ghost or nothing like that. See, I'm going to be your Holy Ghost. And I'm getting ready to strike this woman dead. As the Holy Ghost. No, man, look. Just relax. If the guy's a man, he'll have to take care of it. The Bible says you've been given authority over wife and women.
That's right.
No big thing. I done seen rumps and breasts and stuff before. It ain't no big thing. It ain't blowing nobody's mind like you can see a new one or something. You know, like a different one or something like that. Ain't that a big of a deal? Just relax. Everybody relax. Hold the farm. Hold the rope. Don't work. Don't jump up running. Shonda, don't slap her. Don't slap her. You ever seen a girl try to defend her man by fighting another woman? That's crazy. You can't get this guy right by fighting another woman over him. He was with her. So why are you jumping on her? That's crazy. But that's what the devil's dragging women down to. They're becoming mud wrestlers and world-renowned boxers and UFC champions out there trying to fight over a man. And that ain't even a man. So you see now, he says that Isha came from Ish, taken out of man. Therefore shall a man. For that reason, since she came from a man, he says, therefore, that therefore means, is referring to verse 23. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife since she came out of him. You just found your rib when you found your wife. That's why it says you find a good thing and obtain the favor of the Lord. Adam is looking for a rib. But see, we got some of the young guys now that's down here just never getting married, just around. And they just kind of around. You know what I'm saying? All these available young women in church, and they just around. You should be seeking God. You know, you shouldn't jump out there and just marry anybody, but you should be seeking God for a wife. The Bible says you find a good thing and obtain favor from the Lord, because he saw somebody willing to commit to advance his kingdom by doing what? Childbearing. See, that's what he's looking for, people who advance his kingdom by childbearing, being fruitful and multiplying. You'll leave your mother and father and shall cleave unto your wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. That won't work now. And you know why it won't work? Because of the fallen nature. See, if you weren't fallen, it wouldn't matter to you. But since we got a fallen nature that's been permeated by Satan's selfishness, lust, perversion, and filth, you can't walk around naked, because folk will go crazy and be raping and pillaging and killing everybody. So the fallen nature made you put on clothes. The first thing they did when they fell was put on fig leaves and cover up, because they became self-conscious. So you see now, verse 22, the rib was taken from the man. And the woman is never complete without a man. The man is never complete without a woman, because it's a missing element there. If I came out from the man without him around, I'm not really whole, because I came from this man. If I'm a man and there's no woman around, one of my ribs is missing. So you got to have the ebb and flow of female and male in any environment for it to be really the image of God, is what I'm trying to tell you. The image of God is complete when male and females interact together. That's what's real. And see, you're not going to get male and females around each other without sexual energy. It's impossible. Impossible. So you might as well stop trying to act like, you know, you're the Superman, the Man of Steel. Stop. Because you're going to have sexual energy when you got men and women around. If I take Nita right here, stand up, Nita. Another victim. I love Nita. Nita's my sister in the Lord. But I can't get all up on Nita. Nita got breasts. Nita got a butt. Nita got all this stuff. I can't get all up on her because it's going to be some sexual responses from Nita.
Yeah.
Don't be no fool with this. You know, always up on some sister, just all up on her. No, man, hold it, man. Something ain't right.
That's right.
You got to know that. She got a package that she walks around in. And she can't be all on no guy like that.
That's right.
Because it's sexual energy whenever you get men and women around. Because you got the organs that complement each other.
Right.
That's, now look, I'm a normal guy. See, they probably said nothing full of lust. They're on the internet. Look at them, got that woman up there. There ain't nothing but a lust-filled dog. I knew it wasn't real. I'm being for real. See, y'all can act the fool if y'all want to. I'm for real about stuff because, hey, I'm trying to stay safe. I'm going to stay safe. I just want to be safe, bruh. Hey, bruh, I'm just trying to stay safe. That was the man saying. That's how you stay safe.
Wisdom.
Don't be around like no fool, acting like stuff ain't what it is.
Right. That's right.
You got, if you a person sitting there, there are certain people you attracted to. You could be on the job and the guy, Naomi could be working, and the guy over there, three cubicles down, that's a fine joker right there now, for real. That's a fine joker. Let's be honest, the joker, fine joker. Come on. She go to work every day. That joker come around, you know, hey, no, I'm a, and you see the joker, you know, I'm saved and everything, but that's a fine joker right there. You know what I'm saying? See, that's how your mind is, that's what you really thinking. Now, you ain't saying that aloud because you trying to stay safe. You know, you trying to sing that song, but at the same time, running down in that third cubicle. Run in nothing to fool around with. That joker, when he put them suits on and stuff, man, joker, man, golly. 6'2", 210, joker be working out the gym and everything. That's why you got to know the Lord, and that's why you got to have the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is a governor, a keeper, a paraclete, pulled up alongside to help you. That's why sometimes you got to go off in the corner and say, Lord, they're running, help me.
Yeah.
you know, have mercy on my sanctified soul. Because I'm trying to stay saved. See, that's how life really is. Folk who don't tell you this kind of stuff, trying to talk all that holy talk, forget them folk, man. Because you're going to be in a mental war. Don't you see when the devil tried to accost you, he tried to accost your mind? And try to make you act funny around other folk because he making you, see, the devil told me, man, you need to get next to Shonda. Shonda, man, you and Shonda got something going on. And so now I'm around Shonda. Hey, Shonda, you're acting crazy because the devil done messed with my mind. That's why it says to do what? Cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity. If you listen to everything your mind told you, you're going to go crazy.
For real.
If you did what your mind told you to do, you'd probably be locked up right now. And you not as a woman going to walk out there trying to look bad. You get dolled up, got your hair done, got your makeup done, got your outfit straight and everything. And, you know, and you look in the mirror, you know you look good. And you go around guys, and you know you're going to carry energy around them guys. You got to know that. Especially the heathens. That's just the way it's going down. You go around some guys, and they're heathens, you're going to carry energy. And you know that because there's a feminine mystique appended to you, but you got to have the Holy Ghost to manage all of this.
Yeah, that's right.
The more body parts you got, the more you need the Holy Ghost to manage them. You know, lost weight and everything, it got in shape. Now you need more Holy Ghost. Now, when you at the gym, be praying for more of the Holy Ghost. Because you think you're getting fine, but now it's going to bring more stuff your way. You know what I'm saying? When you get yourself right, then the dogs are going to be at the front door barking. I'm dealing with reality. See, we got to stop all this make-believe stuff in church. Holy talk and acting like stuff is not real. He's going to fight you in your mind. You got old programs you got to cast down. You like certain kind of people in the world. How they look, certain folk that was your type. You got to know that about yourself. Know you. Well, now we're right there turning the corner. She built just like, oh man, that look like Lucy May. Oh, going that Lucy May, man, out in the 12th grade. Woo, woo, woo. Lucy May. You know, she probably from Bradenton if she was named Lucy May. Why my wife in that town? That town got some name, Jack. I be telling them name. What? That was their name for real? But see, and you can have a memory recall. With some a blast from the past. And see how the devil works is, he'll hit you, and then you'll be driving home in it.
Yeah.
He started that engine. See, I mean, look, I'm normal. I'm telling you what really happened to folks. See, the devil don't like this right here because he want everybody to just, no, we just prayed the Lord. Prayed the Lord. Prayed the Lord. Yeah, dude, none of that happened. Pray. No, man. To make it through this, you got to be for real. You didn't come in this thing saved. You done had sex with folk.
That's right.
That stuff can come back as an urge because it felt good. And you got to tell God, listen, I'm saved now. And I want to stay saved. You got to take this thing off of me because tonight, this thing is on me. You got to talk to the Lord. The Lord ain't going to be like, ugh, you nasty buzzard. Didn't the Lord make you?
Didn't he see you?
When you're about 16, 17, didn't you get hormones come on you? And you had sexual desires trying to come on you? And you went out there and did it, and they amplified. See, if you never start an engine, the engine can't run. But you crank it up. Now he got to uncrank you. Because you've been crunk up. If you were married before and your husband died, you got divorced or something, and you had sex regularly with that guy, that ain't going to just... And when he died, it went away. No, it ain't. He might go away for about a month after he dead, you mourning. But after you get through that mourning, there's going to be some flashback going to come back on you. That's why you need the Lord and you need the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is a governor. He's a keeper. You need him to govern you. He's got to govern your mind, govern your appetites, govern your desires. Yes. If you will yield them to him, he will govern them. Because you were not born saved, and everything that you have done will try to double back on you. And there are physical stimuli out here that will make things trigger in you, and you will feel things, and you're trying to cast this stuff down, and I know I don't like them or nothing like that, but there's something in the atmosphere. I don't look. You're going to go crazy. You're going to go crazy. You know, this guy come around, and I feel this, man, I know what is... That's your flesh. Don't be talking about the devil yet. That's just flesh. You know, just the doctor, I rebuke you. No, hold it. You can't rebuke your flesh. You got the dead in your flesh. So what's that telling you? Let me sanctify myself a fast about 5 days.
Amen.
Get with the Lord and deaden this stank flesh and let this stuff start rising up on me and in me. You talk to the Lord will talk back to you. The Lord will straighten it out. But if you deny it and try to act like it ain't so, you're going to live in that agony for a long time. Long time. Telling you. Darius sitting right here, it's been women that he liked and how they were built and how it could be a woman in here built just like one of them women. And then when she come to church, oh man, Lord, 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 help me, Lord, help me, Lord, help me, Lord. Start singing old Negro spiritual and stuff. Hey, look, man, look, look, man, you got to know this stuff before it happens so you can be prepared to deal with it. But you shouldn't come here trying to stimulate no lust. Man, your stuff's so tight that you had to put it on wet and it dried on you. That's crazy. They're talking about these brothers need to get with the Lord and say, look, girl, what's wrong with you? Come here dressed like Taraji P. Henson or Toni Braxton, Nicki Minaj or somebody. See, that's crazy. There's a normal in this thing somewhere. Somewhere between 1 and 10, there's people flashing between like 5 and 7. You know, somewhere in that zone is a normal range. If you're 10, there's something wrong with you. If you're 1, there's something wrong with you. Between 5 and 7, though, there's a normal that everybody can agree on. We're not duplicates. We're not clones. But there's a normal range. The devil is after the feminine mystique. Remember, Adam was asleep when Eve was made. He don't know what God put in her. I was asleep. That's why a woman is mysterious. That's why a woman has a spiritual essence that's a sixth sense. She'll know things in the atmosphere that other folk won't know. Men won't know it. They can tell you things a lot of times just from picking up nuances in the atmosphere. That's what they're there for, to be a safeguard for you to be able to see what you can't see. My wife would think I blow off everything she says. I don't. I listen real good to what she says. I don't respond to a lot of it because I can't get, you know, I can't still get emotional about jumping around, but I hear what she told me. But, you know, she like, do you hear me? Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Yeah, I hear you. Well, you don't act like it. I hear everything. But it's not time to do something about it right now. You got to know that. So we're dealing with the basics of life and what really is going on. And you got to know that if you listen by way of the internet, you're a single woman especially, you got to know what you got to do to govern yourself accordingly. Because the devil's trying to make you become the proactive aggressor. Go looking. Don't go looking for nobody, because you will find the wrong thing. If he told you to be found and you start looking, I guarantee you, you're going to find the wrong thing, because you had no business looking. That's how you slit your own throat. Looking for what you shouldn't be looking for. So that rib came out to complete that man. A man has a significant element available in a woman, and vice versa. The woman was taken out of that man, and a female is basically about a coupling. You ever seen plumbing fittings? All plumbing fittings have a male and a female end on it to couple together. You can't couple two male fittings. You can't couple two female fittings. This is why homosexuality is crazy, perverse. You can't even couple those people, because the coupling designed by God was designed to engender life and the continuation of the species. A penis couples with a vagina so the woman can be inseminated to continue the very species. You can't get life out of a homosexual false coupling, because it's a forced fitting. And I don't know what you do with a woman. There ain't even a fitting to fit together. They got to get all kind of false junk and toys and dildos and bulldozers and jackhammers and all this stuff. It don't fit.
That's right.
You trying to force something that God didn't design. And that's why it's so strange, because he designed you two people to couple together. The coupling is designed to keep life going forward, to inseminate, to gestate and bring forth life. That's why it's no argument. There's no debate. It's just silly. What they're doing is just silly. It's silly. That's why you don't discuss it. There's nothing to talk about. There's nothing to bring up. The whole debate and discussion is silly. Gay marriage. That's a non-issue. It doesn't exist, because God just defined marriage. A man shall leave his mother and father, cleave unto his wife, The two shall become one flesh. That's the only marriage that there is. There's nothing to talk about. There's no discussion. It is what it is. People back away from reality and truth because it's so foundational and so right in the wheelhouse, they can't take it. They want to find somewhere they can hear smooth things. Something that, won't challenge me. So I can keep doing what I'm doing because I know I'm doing wrong. So I come out from under what's right because I'm going to do a little wrong for a minute.
Yeah.
Then I'll smooth back to what's right again until I want to do wrong again. You're going to be trapped out there in that, you know, it's like a mouse trap.
Yeah.
He got away with the first piece of cheese, the second piece of cheese. But doggone that third piece of cheese. Got him. Broke his neck. That's what'll happen to you trying to fool around with the devil because the devil's setting you up. Let's backtrack a little bit. Look at Genesis chapter 1. We're talking about the feminine mystique. Women by necessity carry a lot of power. It's really kind of scary to be a woman, really. Because the devil, when he wants to access the world to do something, usually comes through a woman, feminine character. He came through Eve to destroy Adam. So you got to know that in environments where sinful men are, you know that you have complete authority there.
Yeah, that's
see, that's scary. On your job, you know, around environments, a woman has complete authority. Because they're looking at body parts. If you done went out there and got in shape a little bit, got your figure together, you'll have complete authority, almost autonomy, in an arena where sinful men are in some kind of a place of authority. Because you can have it your way. You know that. I put on the right thing and come up in. I was at the doctor's office. I told you, a dentist one time, and the dental hygienist was working on my teeth. Another girl said, girl, I put on my, she said, I put on my hot pants and my miniskirt. And you know those new heels I got? And that little short top, that, you know, when my breasts are really pushed up. I was sharp as a tack on Saturday when I went out. She said, well, girl, where you go? She said, I went looking for a car. And so I'm in the dental chair like. Let's see here.
Yeah.
You was dressed to kill, sharp as a tack, miniskirt, high heels. Bosom pushed up to your eyeballs to look for a car. And the other lady didn't even flinch.
She
said, you get a good deal? Mm-hmm. She said, yeah, girl, I got a good deal. I had that joker boy when he saw me. Man, I got all kind of money taken off that car. And that's witchcraft.
Uh-huh.
See, when you are dressed to kill, that's literal.
Yeah.
See, the devil has perfected divine and spells through body parts. That's what Beyonce is twerking in your face. That's why Rihanna's out there. Nicki Minaj. Go down the list of them. Taylor Swift, Katy Perry, all of them. They using their bodies as a divine and rod. You can have it your way in the midst of sinful men. Because, you know, they're going to look at all of that you packing. That's how prostitutes make money. The guy don't come up to the prostitute just helter-skelter. She put body parts on display to draw him in. That's why the Bible says it over and over again in Proverbs. She's a deep ditch.
Yeah.
Beware of the prostitute on the street corner. Calling in what?
The unstable soul.
Her house is a doorway that leads into the pits of hell. He's trying to tell you, you can be in a dangerous position when you really get fine.
Yeah.
I mean, it ain't nothing good about being out of shape and everything, but when you really lose that weight and get everything right. You knew in the club, you packed some heat when you went through that.
Mm-hmm.
When you was 20 and coming through that club, you knew, I ain't paying for no drinks tonight. Not a drink. I'm going to drink all night, but I ain't buying no drinks.
Yeah.
And you knew that. You knew that. You was and it was right, too. Because the first thing that joker did was, can I buy you a drink? Can I buy you a drink? Then another joke comes sliding by. Can I buy you a drink? And you were sitting there drinking all. You were drunk as a skunk. Ain't bought a drink all night. Hadn't bought a drink. and drunk. Tore up, can't even drive home. Got to call Uber. What was it back then?
Livery.
Livery. Okay, livery stable. Okay. But see, that's the kind of, that's the feminine mystique. That's the power. And see, that can become heady. That can make you, you know, you can start thinking, you know, shoot, I carry a little weight up in here, you know. Some thing can jump off up in here when I'm around. That's dangerous, man. That's real dangerous. You got to have the Holy Ghost tap all that down in you. You got to tap it down. He don't want you walking around looking like a 5 miles of bad road. But, buddy, you got to know there's some energy and power that come with that arena. And you got to have that thing governed by the Holy Ghost of Almighty God. Or else it can send you to the pits of hell. It's dangerous, man. I'm telling you, it's like walking around with an atomic bomb strapped to your back. Be careful with all those curves you got. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, and God said, let us make man in our what?
Image.
And after our?
Likeness.
And let them have dominion. Let them have dominion. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over all the cattle and over all the of all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. And look what he says next. Male and female created he them. So therefore, there's a him that's housed in a male and female body. Your spirit is the image of God. Your likeness is your, his likeness is your physical body. God has something that looks like we look that he lives in. But he is a spirit. They that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. Now here's why black Hebrew Israelites are in a total delusion. Because the him that's being saved is your spirit, not your physical body. It's reverting back to dust. So how can a melanin-filled body be of any interest to God when it's turning back to dust?
Man.
He's after the spirit and the soul within the body. So your blackness means nothing. That's logical. That's middle of the road. That's analytical. It's fair. You'd have to be crazy not to see what I just said. He's after the spirit in a man. Your spirit is born again. You see, your flesh wasn't born again when you got saved because you're still fighting that to this very day. I'm glad God saved my flesh too. I'm incapable of sinning. You stay around. Okay, you keep, okay, I see you. Let me get away from you. God, you crazy. And the apostle says, I stay under my flesh. Lest after having preached the gospel, I become a castaway. I buffet my body. Now we say we buffet our bodies. He buffets. He fights against his own flesh. I got to stay after this thing because it's trying to rise up. The flesh ain't dead. It's subdued. The best you can do is subdue this monster until God redeems the whole thing. The flesh lusts against the spirit. The spirit lusts against the flesh. The two are contrary one to the other so that you won't do the things that you would. What's he telling you? Your spirit is antagonistically fighting your flesh not to allow you to do the things you would do. There's a lot of things you can think of to do and the spirit says, don't you do that, fool, man. The brazen hussy she was getting ready to slap. And the spirit said, lower your hand, Shonda. Had her hand going back at a 45 degree angle already. Had taken that step back too to get force behind that blow. And the spirit said, Shonda. No. No. And she, you come to yourself in the middle of the fish market. Just come to yourself like.
Yeah.
You know, come out of that thing. You get ready. You know, you ready. And it, no. Don't do it. Don't do it. Get, you turn to say, you get ready. You, and the spirit said, no. Yeah. Oh, no. And he's going to jerk you right in your belly. He's going to hit you right here. Now, if you do it, afterwards, you're going to feel that. oh man, doggone it. Walk away almost crippled from the Holy Ghost. Just, Holy Ghost got you crippled walking away, paraplegic. Yes. Why I say that, I wish I had never said that, man. See, that's the spirit warring against your flesh. That you won't do the things that you would so you can stay saved. Without that governor, I don't know how you make it. After salvation, you need the Holy Ghost to live this life. It's one thing to receive this life, but now you got to live it. And you need the Holy Ghost to live it. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creeps upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. So it's describing people who were herbivores at first, eating herbs, fruits, vegetables, nuts, and stuff like that. Of course, we know now in the New Testament, he says prayer of your food and is blessed. So folks that are buying you will take you back to just eating vegetables and fruits and making you a vegetarian. He says don't let any man judge you according to what you eat, holy days, new moon, Sabbath days, all that stuff. See, you can't let anything bind you if you know what this Bible says. Because folks will make a doctrine out of anything. They'll take that, making a doctrine, indoctrinate you, and now you're in the vegetarian cult. Anything can bind you. Now, what I just said is a cursed thing to them. I'm a false prophet and leading people into a delusion because I said you could eat a hamburger. That's how crazy it is now. And please don't mention some pork, some pig, some swine, a piece of bacon. Man, you are the Antichrist. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. Now you're a Sabbath day worshiper. See, every scripture in the Bible can be worshipped. See, God rested on the seventh day. That means the Sabbath day is the idea of rest. You don't go outside from Friday evening sundown to Saturday evening sundown. We must observe the Sabbath. See, they'll try to bind you with that. Don't let them. Every scripture in the Bible can find something to be worshipped to draw you into the flesh and use your own effort to qualify you for salvation. And the Bible says this thing is a gift of God and no man can boast about it. These are the generation of the heavens and of the earth when they were created in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. And every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. That's what I want to get to, showing that process up to that scripture. God formed man, and we already looked at that in Genesis chapter 2. But he didn't tell you how he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and he became a living, animated soul. See, a nefesh is the word for the breath of life. The breath is a nefesh. A nefesh is an exhaling of God's spirit, imparting a spirit to man. He breathed into him a pneuma. The word pneuma is the word for breath in the New Testament, which is the word for spirit. God imparted from himself man's spirit into him. And when he did, man began to inhale and exhale. And he became a living soul because the breath he breathed into him permeated his bloodstream and brought it alive. You know your bloodstream runs off of inhalation and exhalation, right? You're breathing in the oxygen needed to go into your bloodstream to make your make you alive. That's why your hands look pink. If you're black, you know, you got Elisa. They said it was a white river, and the black people got there just in time to put their palms and the soles of their feet in the river. So we got white hands and white soles of our feet, but the rest of us are black. Y'all ain't never heard that. Anyway, that pinkness in your hand is blood, because your members are living off of blood, which is oxygenated. The life of the flesh is in the blood. The oxygen that makes your flesh alive is in your blood. God breathing in that air gave you a spirit. And from that point on, you are breathing in and out as a spirit. You're inhaling and exhaling all the time. So that's this pneumatic power that's driving you. Your spirit is the power plant that drives you. If your spirit leaves your body, guess what happened?
You die.
The breath of God left you, and you died. That's why anybody that turns you to the outside of you to get you to try to do something for salvation is a liar. Because God is after the inside of you. The kingdom of heaven cometh not with observation, for the kingdom of heaven is within you. That's fair, that's balanced, that's middle of the road. I can't be wrong. Well, you sure are very confident. Yeah. Because I'm telling the truth. Anybody that takes you to being white, black, Hispanic, what you eat, what you do, Jesus said it. He said there is nothing from the outside of a man that can defile a man. Every defiling element comes from the inside. So you got to do what? Go on a journey into inner space. Now we're turning women back to becoming feminine and mysterious again, because they're not outwardly exposed. See how it's outside? You see how everything the devil does, he tries to get you to show yourself out on the outside, show yourself off to people on the outside. The feminine mystique exudes from the inside. Because I don't have an arrested state in me that needs validation. Where? On the outside. I'm not on the internet on Facebook with my lips pooched out. So gorgeous, beautiful, lovely, slaying. I need that to validate me, because I'm so empty on the inside. I search for validation on the outside. What is wrong with you? You know what you need? To be accepted in the beloved. I need to have Christ permeate me and me get full of Christ, so I don't need any outward validation. That's how you can be somebody that ministers in church like this. If I don't need you all's validation, I'm free. I'm good to go. But if I need you to agree with me and sign off on me, and I got to be an apostle that you call me Mr. Apostle, Master, Sir, I need that. I'm messed up. But if I can stand here not needing anybody to say amen, agree, sign off on me, I'm good to go, because I need no outward validation. That's what sets you free. The whole world is teaching young women to seek after outer validation. People signing off on your identity from the outside. Get your body right. Get your abs right. Get a little six pack. Get your hips right. Get your legs right. Get everything right. Get your hair right. Get your eyes right. Get your face beat. Just put the makeup on. That's what they call getting your makeup tight. Yeah, you know. And walk out there, man, and when they ooh and ah over you, that validates you. You see how good you feel with all the guys looking at you, breaking your neck, breaking their neck when you walk by. You're a neck breaker. Breaking necks. I mean, and that's validating you. And inside, you know you're empty, rejected, downtrodden. You never have reached your potential. You know you should have accomplished more in life, and you just messed up on the inside, with everybody telling you how pretty you are and how fine you are and how good you look. But inside you have no identity. You're empty on the inside, trying to look whole on the outside. That's a pitiful state to walk around in. We're trying to get women back home, where freedom really reigns. So you see now, That breath of life breathed in is the essence of who you are, your spirit. When you come to Jesus, he rebirths that spirit. In other words, what happens is the Holy Spirit returns to you. And when he engages your spirit, it brings your spirit back alive. You have a spirit without being saved, but your spirit is dead. Because the Holy Spirit has left the tabernacle. He's left the premises. So you walk around as a dead spirit detached from God. So now, the in-breathing into Adam breathed in the Holy Ghost and made him a human spirit. At the same time, he breathed in, filled Adam with the Holy Ghost, and conceived a living spirit in him that was separate from the Holy Ghost, but in covenant and union with the Holy Ghost. That's how the Holy Ghost can leave, but your spirit still exists. So now, here you are in the world, unsaved, without God. The Bible says when we were unsaved, we were in the world without God. His spirit is not in us, so I'm a wandering nomad searching for who I am, what I am. I need identity. And the devil has ID cards he hands out all day. You want an identity? Okay, let's see here. Okay, hoe, pimp, slut, female dog, playboy, killer, murderer. He gives out identities. And the demons come to fill you in your soul. They are the replacement and displacement for the Holy Ghost. He sends unholy ghosts. He gives you an identity, and then you follow the dictates and the leadings and inspirations of that spirit. Everybody's led by a spirit down here. But sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. So here you are, walking in what you call reality, led by a demon, trying to be the baddest hoe at the club. And he got you thinking that's your identity, and you dressed the part. You got the sensitive heels on. You got the seam down the back of your stockings. And you got everything. You know, you done thought this out real good. And you come in as the baddest female dog in the club, the baddest bee. And the devil done gave you that identity, and you live in it and walk in it. And guess what you are? Insane. You're crazy. You've been driven out of your senses. Because you're driven out of your senses because you don't even know who you are, because you're walking in a false identity that Satan gave you. That's what we're surrounded by down here. When you walk around, when you see people, that's what you're talking to. People who have no identity, don't know who they are, what they are, and they're living out a role that Satan gave them. Demons live at the expense of the host they live in. So salvation does what? He brings God's spirit back into your spirit, resurrects it from the dead because he reinstills his image in you, and you rise up in your spirit. Now, you're surrounded by your soul that's been contaminated by these demons. And then God says, here's weapons of warfare that are not carnal. Now, accost your own soul. Jesus said, in your patience, possess you your soul. Weapons given to your spirit, man, he says, now conquer inner space. I've given you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. That's missing from church.
Yes, it is.
They don't even tell them that in church. The doors of the church are open, the right hand of fellowship offered, and they sit in church every Sunday full of demons, totally unable to express God in any way, shape, form, or fashion, can't be a conduit for God to flow because the demons form cholesterol, disallowing him from flowing. Yeah. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. You got to violently take your own soul back from the devil that you gave to him. That's why God won't take it back. He says, you gave it to him. You take it back. I'll give you what? Weapons. I'll give you armor. Ephesians chapter 6. I'll tell you to fight a good warfare. Fight the warfare of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. Believe me and take your soul. That's what faith is for. Faith is a warfare element. It's not to get prosperity and stuff. It's to take back the tabernacle that you abdicated to the devil. This is perfectly logical, and it's played out in real time because you're living this.
Yep.